Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, for this week's show, and we're doing a special show called Healing with Mediumship, finding some peace and hope through connections. And soon we'll be joined by two Forever Family Foundation members, Sylvia Sims and Marty Shaw, to talk a little bit about their experiences with mediums and hopefully shed some light for all of you listening. If you may be grieving or wondering about the journey that some folks have gone through, from a terrible loss to discovering that there is an afterlife, and perhaps even if a medium helped them find that path, maybe this is just the show for you. But before we get started with them, I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk a little bit to you about the Forever Family Foundation. If you're new to this radio program, I want to fill you in on this not-for-profit that does some pretty spectacular work for those on the search of what happens to your loved ones after they die. We believe that there is an existence and a continuity of the family, even though a member of your family has left this physical world. And the foundation really works on trying to stimulate thought among the curious and those questioning their relationships to the universe and people who are looking for explanations of certain phenomena. We really think it's also important to support the research into survival of consciousness and afterlife science. And the biggest thing that they do is perform a forum where individuals like yourself, those of you who are listening, who have suffered a loss, you can turn for support, information, and hope. And the website is an incredible place to start. So if you get a chance to check out foreverfamilyfoundation.org, there's a multitude of links and different things that you can be active in. Membership is free with the Forever Family Foundation, and there's so much that comes with that. There's a Signs of Life magazine that you get, snail mail. You also, when you are a member, you're the first to know of all of our events and the happenings through email, if that's your choice. We do have some great events coming up. If you were to go to the Forever Family Foundation website, you'll see everything that there is. Something that's ongoing is a Visionaries Explorers group, and it's actually a webinar that you can hop into. It's a monthly online meetings with like-minded people who might be curious about different points of view and different experiences that others have had. I think when you are grieving, you feel alone. And when you can find some common ground with other folks, it's really a great thing to do. So that is the next one that's coming up is February 13th. It starts at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. I guess there's an opportunity for you to join that if you'd like to. It's free. There's also ongoing afterlife discussion groups. Those are face-to-face meetings that go on around the country. They are a wonderful way to meet folks with like-minded goals and to feel a common journey when there's been a loss. There's some great events coming up too as well. If you were to check out the Forever Family Foundation website, you would see that there is a holiday raffle that's happening, holiday of the Earth raffle, I should say, where you have a chance to win a free mediumship reading. Just one $5 chance and you could be in the running. There's five mediums participating. It's a great way to support the not-for-profit organization, the Forever Family Foundation. This radio show, for example, is free. The membership is free. The magazine is free. There's so much support with this organization. And when you can help us out, even if it's a $5 donation, it really goes a long way for us. And there's other things going on too as well later on in the year. If you'd like to check out all the wonderful events going on, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And I want to remind you too that we are a not-for-profit. And sometimes it's kind of hard to reach into that pocket and pull out some money to support the foundation. There are other ways that you can actually give to the foundation financially without you spending any extra money. If you do normal shopping on the internet, iGive.com is connected with the foundation. And what that is if you go to the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org website, look on the left-hand column. You will see different ways that you can participate in helping out the foundation. If you scroll down to the fourth one, it says iGive.com. Click on that. And because you've entered through our website, anything you purchase at major websites, everything that you can imagine, Macy's, your everyday shopping, everything that you can think of that you do is now connected to iGive.com. When you make your regular purchases, the iGive.com will give a separate donation, a percentage, to the Forever Family Foundation. So you're doing your regular spending, and just by entering through the Forever Family Foundation and searching for your favorite store, you can help out the foundation. Of course, there's Amazon, and you can also make a donation if you can. We'd really appreciate that. And finally, the Forever Family Foundation is very interactive. You can connect with us on Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube. You can follow us also on Twitter at FFF Afterlife. We would love you to join us because there's some great folks that connect interactively too as well. So I certainly hope I've given you an earful. If you're curious, there's so much more that you can check out at the foundation. Again, that's foreverfamilyfoundation.org. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Sylvia Sims and Marty Shaw to talk about their experiences when they've had readings with mediums. We'll be right back. This is Science of Life Radio.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941. 3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. All their information is located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and we're doing something a little different this fourth Thursday of the month, where we're bringing you Healing Through Mediumship, where the foundation has decided to gather up a few of its members and have an open discussion about their journeys and the things that they might have experienced through a loss and then hopefulness and connection through mediumship and just experiences really of connection of their loved ones. I want to welcome to the program an old friend, Sylvia Sims, and also Marty Shaw to the program. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome, too.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy lives to talk to us. I think the best way to approach this is to really start with an open discussion about your first knowledge, even before, or even if you ever had knowledge before you had a loss of even what mediumship was, or what was your thought when someone said, oh, I'm a medium, before you had an experience with one?
For myself, I was very skeptical. My daughter passed away, and before she passed, we had talked, and she was an atheist, and so she didn't really believe in an afterlife. But she said to me, energy continues, Mom, so if energy continues, then I'll be somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was real, so when she passed, I was just really searching for an answer. I would go to the library and bring home a stack of books. Every time, every week, I would go and read and read and try to figure out what the answer was. Yeah. And before she passed, we had met Fran and Bob through a friend. And then after Cheyenne, they actually talked to her on the phone. But I was very skeptical of mediums because a lot of the information I read said that they have, like, they can read you with cold readings, and mm-hmm. And I thought, boy, that would just be a way to play on your grief. So, right. You know, I was very skeptical of mediums. So my first experience with a medium, because I wouldn't go to any, I mean, I wanted to so bad, but I was afraid that they would just take advantage of me. Fran and Bob set me up with someone, and It was amazing. That's all I can say. It just opened my heart, and it helped my grief so much. I owe my life to them. I do. Mm.
And Marty, what was your opinion or feelings about mediumship or mediums prior to experiencing a loss?
Well, it was very similar to Sylvia's. I'm pretty open-minded, but anybody that would tell me that they believed in mediums, I'd be like, okay, cool, that's cool. And but to me, it was like David Copperfield, Chris Angel, David Blaine. It was a good show, and yeah, okay. But I didn't believe it. To be honest, I didn't. In fact, I told Bob one day. He asked me why I came out to Connecticut the first time, and I said, my wife, she lost a son, and and I'll tell you, she wanted to come, and I'll tell you, I would have come out here if that was, the Easter Bunny, if it made her feel better. But things have changed, and so I hope that you don't take offense to this, Angelina. I know you're not. That's why you're asking.
No, that's right.
But now things have changed completely for me. So,
prior to having a loss, both of your feelings were like, mediums, don't know about them. They're kind of maybe entertainers, or they use cold reading, which is using a facial cue from someone to get information. I'm really curious, Sylvia, we'll start with you first. When you had the opportunity to sit with a medium and they started connecting, and you had momentary moments of, yes, that makes sense, and then maybe some things didn't make sense, right? So you have this back and forth energy while you're sitting with the medium. What was something that you can share with our audience where it might have been an aha moment later on, or something where it was changing as you were being read, but then when you went home, other things might have sunk in because of how spirit works?
The whole time, I can't even think of one right now, because the whole time was just amazing to me. The things, because of course, as you know, spirit doesn't always go and send the person that you're wanting to talk to.
And
my focus was on my daughter, and I didn't want anybody else interrupting it if this was the real thing. And my father came through, and what the medium brought out about my father, no one knew about my dad other than my family here in Texas. No one in New York or Fran or Bob or anybody knew that my father had committed suicide. And the medium just raised his hand up like a gun and pointed to his temple and said, he says he's responsible for his death. And like, that was like, oh my God. I mean, for him to come out with that, that was an aha moment for me.
Right, exactly. There you go. And the fact that Cheyenne didn't come through, but yet you got evidence of your dad, how did that play a role for you when you got home, let's say? Did it raise some questions for you as far as how spirit works? And how did you find the answers to that? Because I would imagine there are people listening who have lost a child, and of course, that's the person that they want to hear from. How did you go from that feeling of disappointment, or were you just elated that there was evidence?
Well, Cheyenne came through after that, right after he did. He was more or less introducing her. And it made me feel good when I got home and I thought about it, because, of course, you always worry about him being alone, when they're a young person, not having anyone there. You know, her family is all alive at that time, except for, of course, my father, which, he didn't really know her. So for to know that someone was there for her. It helped heal my heart.
There you go. Now, Marty, for you, your experience with the mediumship, did I gather that it was seeing the transformation perhaps in your wife, what she went through because you were concerned about her loss with her child?
Exactly, and that's exactly how I got started with my wife and her son, Brandon, and he passed away actually 13 years ago this next Monday.
Oh, bless his heart.
And, well, we know he's on the other side, and we know he's still here and
right.
Now. And, yeah, and the first, and it's just like you have said, and I've heard so many times, it's not always who you want, it's who you need. And we, the first time, were hoping to hear from Brandon, and we did not. We heard from her mother, who had just passed, and her mother went right into some estate issues and right into pointing at me and saying, calling me her boyfriend like she always did when she was here, and she went right into the lawyer, the boyfriend got the lawyer, and on with things she, no way the medium would have known. And so that was like hitting me in the head with a rock. And then since then, we have connected with her son, Brandon, and then both of my brothers have lost children and connected with them, with things that they, you know it's them. And so it's just so validating. One of the things that you asked, is there something that they told you that you didn't get at the time? And I remember we went home scratching our heads while Angie, medium, said that there's Dolly Parton for some reason popping up. And Angie and I didn't know. And, well, when her mother got done talking, Dolly Parton popped up. And she said, just remember Dolly Parton. So Angie called her sister Jane and says, Dolly Parton. And Jane says, well, Angie, don't you remember? Dad always carried a picture of Dolly Parton and him in his wallet. So it's just like her father to jump in after estate issues and go, hey, do you want to see a picture of me and Dolly Parton? So, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of funny, however, very, very validating and very real. So now, my faith is so much stronger and very solid, in fact.
So when you now want to connect to your loved ones on the other side, did the mediums give you any pointers or try to encourage you to connect on your own?
Yeah.
For me or Sylvia? Go ahead.
Whoever wants to jump in, that's fine.
I just want to say that even at first, when you get signs, that you question your own sanity. If am I going crazy? Did that actually happen, or do I want it to happen so badly that I'm imagining it? And going to mediums it's been amazing for me. I don't do it very often because I don't want to become a junkie, and so. Every now and then, I won a free reading on Forever Family with one of the raffles, and that one was with Janet Mayer, and she's fabulous. I mean, she every medium that has read me that has been through Forever Family Foundation has been wonderful. I mean, that they just are. Right on, head on everything. I mean, there's sometimes questions, but then you'll think of, like you said, you'll think of it later. Oh, yeah, that must be what they meant.
Right,
yep.
Exactly. And Marty, for you, what about the idea of connecting after having a reading? Do you find that if you see that connection is possible, it creates some hope, or did it create more questions for you?
No, it does. It creates hope. I've tried to shut my eyes thinking about dreaming of somebody, and it doesn't really work for me. Maybe I haven't tried it enough, and I have not meditated like I could, because I think that then maybe I could connect. But I can tell you this, and this is by accident, and I've had more than one medium tell me this, do you feel a chill going down your spine and your neck and your body, whole body sometimes? You know, the chill. It's not a cold chill, but it's definitely energy or something when you're thinking about somebody. And I've realized now, and I choose to believe, that when I am thinking of somebody that has crossed and I get that chill, I just know it's them. Mm-hmm. Now, that's me. That's the way I believe. And I believe that because of, Angelina, do you believe that too, correct or no?
Well, I feel that you can have an experience like that. I feel everyone has a different way that they connect. For me personally, it's not a chill, but there are some people that do connect that way and it works for them. I like to think that because we're still in our physical bodies, we tend to want to rely on the thing that we know. So it leads us towards connection because it's something familiar. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I'll give a classic, like, you know, there's classic signs, you know, a penny, a song, a feather, right? Well, those are classic signs. And I often say that we in the physical stick to those signs because it's what we know. But I always sense the other side saying, well, I talked to you about something else, but the only way you connect to me is with this darn penny. So here's another penny, you know. So they fall into our patterns because they know that sometimes we're very mind-centric. This is just my opinion. And I feel like, for example, if you get a successful hit or a successful connection and you went from your mind to your spirit, you know, your mind saying, I want to connect, then you sense them and your body has that chill and then it opens up the opportunity to connect. Then you believe what happens because it's happened before, because I feel like that's how the human nature works.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Oh,
so
if I could say one thing about the coins, her mother collected, I can't say it right, Sacagawea coins, they're dollars, they're gold, you know, with the Indian
yes.
on them.
Sacagawea. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. You could say it right. All right, so we more than once, we were talking about her in an airport one day, and we're on our way to a Forever Family Foundation event, in fact, and we're in the airport getting a bottle of water, $3 I put in, the water was $2.50, and out drops two quarters and a Sacagawea dollar. Now,
we're talking
about her mother right then.
Yeah, and to me that's a sign because she had a connection to Sacagawean coins and you were talking about her. But there are some folks that just rely on that penny, even though that person might not have had a connection to pennies. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. You can connect that way. Like if I start saying, okay, Mom, I'm having a discussion with you. I want you to show me sevens today and show them to me in a strange place. My mother doesn't have any connections to seven, but if she starts showing me that, we had the conversation. So it's her connecting with me on some level. So I feel we can fall into some habitual things. Just because they're habitual doesn't mean they're not evidence.
Right.
You know, so you can connect in many different ways. And if the chill is working for you, Marty, keep on chilling.
Oh, I do.
Keep on chilling. Now, I'm wondering if after having these experiences, and they've touched you, obviously, in such a profound way, we can hear it in your voices. How has that given you courage or not to talk to other people? Has it opened you up as far as your belief or sharing with other people or even the response that you might get, say, from other family members who aren't quite on board? Does anybody want to speak to that?
Sylvia,
well,
you want? Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you
I'm just
go.
Thinking other. I don't care what people think about me. If they think I'm crazy, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I just know from my experiences, they've been really, there's no way it could have been a coincidence.
Right.
So even if you say, well, I believe in an afterlife because you believe in God and you go to heaven, that's an afterlife. that's Christianity.
Right.
But there's other religions that out there that teach that there is an afterlife. Mm-hmm. And thousands of years of evidence that they have. You can't deny that. And then when you get your own personal experiences, and just like with the pennies, you're talking about the pennies. Yeah, you know, they say, oh, that's a kiss from heaven. But let me tell you, I was going to work. I got stepped out of my car, and there on the ground was a penny. And I picked it up. I said, well, that's nice, Cheyenne, but that's not much, you know. Uh-huh. And so then I went to work. I came back right on the, by my door again is another penny. I picked it up. I said, okay, so that's a little bit better. What more can you do? Show me, that's not 100%. Show me some more. So we had had we were having a party and I had a cheesecake out in the outside refrigerator. I went out to get it and balanced on the edge of the cheesecake pan was a penny.
Oh, that's great.
Now, there's no way that, you know, anybody put a penny in my refrigerator out there, or right. They didn't even know that I was collecting the pennies, you know. And I said,
right.
Well, now that's pretty profound there. I guess that was a sign.
There you go. And that's good. How about you, Marty?
Well, I've kind of forgotten the question.
Oh, no. As far as, like, your response after you've had these profound experiences, how has maybe family members reacted around you, or do you feel more courageous to talk about your experiences outside of your family?
Well, in short, I've been in sales all my life, and so I am not afraid of the word no or afraid of rejection, just not. And so I tell people in a kind of a colorful way, you know, if this was a drug, I like it, my wife likes it, and if you don't, that's okay. I'm not pushing it on you, but I like it. It makes me feel better. It makes my face stronger. And, for instance, you mentioned family members. One brother says he's got enough live people bothering him. He doesn't have any people that have passed bothering him. and he's having some issues, and we love him. But, you know, and then another brother, he's open-minded. He'll listen. But then he chooses, okay, let's talk about something else. And that's fine. You know, that's okay. And I always let people know. You know, I let them know, and then if they're interested, I tell them more. And that's kind of sales, I guess, in a way. I just accidentally do that.
That's not a bad thing. We're speaking with Marty Shaw and Sylvia Sims. They're Forever Family Foundation members who have had profound experiences with mediums and the transformation going from losing someone to having a reading and actually feeling hope. And a knowing that your loved ones are around you. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll hear more from them. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org. For information on all of their wonderful events and free membership, please check them out. It's a great source of inspiration, healing, and also connecting to like-minded people. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm hosting today's Signs of Life Radio called Healing Through Mediumship, and we have two wonderful guests here who are members of the Forever Family Foundation. We have Sylvia and Marty here. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. And it's really quite a wonderful thing to hear the transformation from grieving, no hope, and being courageous and sitting with a medium, and then receiving that hope and that knowing that your loved ones are always with you. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we were talking off air a little bit, and I was wondering if both of you would want to share the style or the technique or what you felt, how the medium picked up on your loved one, because I really want to illustrate that mediums connect differently. But as we can see here by these two lovely people, there are still results. So does someone want to step in and talk a little bit about that?
Sylvia?
I'll let you go first.
Well, as far as different, I know everybody's different, but I guess when I'm in the moment, I just let the what the medium is telling me, what the spirit is telling them to tell me or talk to me about, I kind of let that take over. So I don't really notice a big difference, I have to tell you. I don't really notice that big difference. I just notice the message, and then I try to validate, is that them? And sure enough, it is. Now, I've only had mediums that are with the Forever Family Foundation, and that's pretty much where I want to stay anyway. Mm-hmm. But,
Well, just as an example, I mean, did you get a sense that they were feeling your loved one's personality, or were they bringing through just factual things, or were they giving you images or making you see things, you know, in their mind's eye? Like, how did, when you, what was the essence for you, Marty?
Okay. Well, for instance, when my father came through, the medium told me that he is standing straight and tall, and started mentioning his name, and I said, "Yep, that's his name, Jim," and then she said, "Now he's standing straight and tall. That's very important that you know that he's standing straight and tall. I don't know why, but it is. Well, he died, and he was in a wheelchair, so that's important." Mm-hmm. And I'm getting chills now. I believe it's my dad, but she also told me he's pointing at you and telling you no beer. Now, I haven't drank for 30 years, well, almost, and of course, what else would he say to me? Angie's son said that he didn't like my Christmas tree because it was bigger than his. Well, I have a 12-foot tree, and the one that we call his is little. So since then, we have taken little M for Marty and put it on the little tree and put a B, nice gold silver B that we found, and put it on the big tree, and we call that his tree now.
Aww.
I mean, different things like that. Now, his favorite color that everybody thinks is orange is really green, and he wanted his room painted green, and only Angie would know that, my wife would know that, and I didn't know that at the time, but these things were, I just got a new lawnmower, and he's out there with me on the lawnmower. He's mentioned my tattoos more than one time because I have one in honor of him, and my shirt was covering it. So there's just too many things that are, these are real validation things, you know, that just hit me between the eyes, and it's like, that is them. I know that's them, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that gives you the evidence that the medium was given, gives you that knowing between you and that person on the other side. It's a personal exchange between the two of you, not between you and the medium. So the medium was bringing out evidence of things that you know of your loved ones, probably visually, but also tactily, talking about things that they actually did, versus you know, the other extreme where there are some mediums that ask way too many questions. They want to dig and try to look at your body language, which is cold reading. That was a term we heard earlier in the show. And obviously you can't look at Marty and look at him and go, oh, he's watching you with your new lawnmower and do a cold reading on that, because there's no way you can figure that stuff out. So that's a great illustration on evidential mediumship. Now, besides the message of being with you, for example, when you're mowing the lawn, were there any evidential things? I'm just curious about the personality of, say, your dad and his relationship to you as far as life lessons and the things that he might have needed to learn or the things that he's learning now. Was there any evidence or messages connected to that?
Not that I could really pinpoint on my dad. However, her mother, he said, she is boisterous and she's coming through and she's going to talk. Now, that happened, but one time, her son came through and said, it's his turn. Grandma's got to move off the side. And so he talked. And so then, one time my dad was trying to come through, and the medium says, your father wants to say, come through and say hi, but her mother is not going to let him right now. She's got the floor. So we know by those things that's their personalities, and that would be her mother and my dad.
Yeah, so that's, you've just illustrated another way that sometimes a medium can bring through information. They might not be talking about evidence like a lawnmower tattoos, but just by the action of the personality of one spirit to the other, that's a message, personality-oriented evidential thing. So that's another demonstration of a different way that a medium can give evidence. Sylvia, can you share maybe something message-oriented, if there's something that might have occurred that maybe a medium said to you that's evidence, but say a message for you or a message for food for thought for you from, say, your daughter or another spirit that came through?
Well, yeah, I can share that. But let me say first that
sure.
I also usually, if it's only the Forever Family Foundation mediums that I go to, because I trust them, because I know they've been tested. I tried one time because someone asked me to go with them to a medium at a lady's house, but he saw each of us individually. Well, I've been taught, more or less, by reading and by people, other mediums telling me, don't give anything away.
Right.
And so with this guy, well, with all the mediums, I don't give anything away. And he couldn't get anything right. He just, bless his heart, I felt bad for him because he didn't say one thing that meant anything to me. And he was trying to do a cold reading on me. But since I don't, because the other people that were there, they thought he was wonderful. But they said to me, well, did you ask him about your daughter? I said, well, why would I do that? He's supposed to tell me. I'm not supposed to tell him.
That's right. That's right.
But, and so I feel really bad for those people who get scammed. But, you know, you need to do your research and find out about how it works before you jump in there and do it.
And, right. And sometimes it's actually an underdeveloped medium, too. You know, there are,
yeah,
I don't,
maybe so.
Sometimes they're not intentionally. They just,
yeah.
Because there's no like rule book on how to conduct a mediumship reading or anything like that. I feel like mediums, they're drawn to it by spirit, and I believe, my belief is spirit teaches each individual, if they're truly working with spirit, teaches each individual medium a certain way because they have a certain purpose. You know, and sometimes there's fledgling mediums that are just starting out and they don't know that they're not supposed to dig for questions. They think that, I mean, and let's look at the other extreme. There are scientific research mediums that work with scientists and they get information before they do an experiment. They'll get the sex of the person and the person's name. You know, so sometimes I'll work with scientific, because I don't work that way, and I'll work with scientific mediums, like when I used to do a radio show with mediums, and they'll go, okay, I'll connect, what's the person's first name and their sex? And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. They go, that's how I work. You know, so you can't always judge it that way, but you're exactly right when you say, Sylvia, do not feed the medium additional information. You're ruining the integrity of your reading, and you're only cheating yourself out of getting the wonderful experiences that the two of you had, you know? I think we have time, if you could, Sylvia, share a message-based, if you received one, a message-based reading, if there was a medium that gave you a message about something, and you went back and checked on it, or it was a personal message for you, and you found it to be true.
Well, when one of the mediums was reading me, she said, there is a young man stepping forward, and he's handing you a lotus flower. And I knew exactly who she was talking about, because I had a young man who called me Mama. It was a Vietnamese young man, and he was the same age as Cheyenne when he passed. And he always called me Mama at the hospital, and I knew that was him handing me that flower.
Wow, that's powerful. And it's interesting that during a session, sometimes more than one person can come through, you know, and it's almost like the medium has to play traffic cop to give a message and give you a sense that it's from another person. But sometimes it's just the knowing, like you just said. You know, oh, I knew who that was. You just had a sense or a knowing that that person was coming through for you. In closing, if you could share just an encouraging word. Let's say that there's maybe a few people listening that are hurting and that they're contemplating when the right time for them might be or if they should go see a medium. Maybe if the two of you can share briefly, what was that pull that said, I got to go now? And if you could give them advice or encouragement, I guess that's the word I'm looking for, and hope that they might seek out a medium to assist them in their journey here.
Well, your heart is so heavy, and after you have a reading, you're just light as a feather. Your heart is light as a feather. It lasts for a long time, but then every now and then you feel like you need to talk to, just like a phone call, you need to talk to your kids again, and you might want to go. But for me, I've had nothing but, it's been nothing but helpful for me. It's actually, I really feel like it's let me progress in my life. I know Cheyenne was here to teach me lessons, and I just wished I'd hurry up and learn them all so I could go see her. using a medium, if you can't get there yourself with it, if you're not getting the signs or you're questioning if there is an afterlife or is your loved one okay, go see a medium. Just be sure you get a good one, though, and don't let them know anything. Don't let them play on your feelings. And you'll be happy that you did.
Beautifully put, Sylvia. Marty, do you want to share something?
Yes, I mean, and it's a little, probably a little scrambled here, but just stay open. And I would suggest that it one sanctioned by Forever Family Foundation at least your first time. That's where I stay grounded right now. And this is not everyone's faith, but mine. I talked to my pastor, and he said, Marty, there's mediums in the Bible. Some people can handle jalapenos, some people can't. So as long as you don't worship mediums and you worship, you know, who you worship, which is Jesus, I stay open, and I accept the message. It makes my faith stronger. It just makes it stronger, because as a little one, I was taught there's an afterlife, there's heaven, and my faith was always like I felt like there's something wrong with me because I wasn't sure. But now I am sure, because I know that's them talking to me, some family members that have crossed. I know it's them, and I know that their energy is all surrounded in the light with God and all the goodness. And so, I mean, it really, really healed me inside, and also my wife, and I don't really know what else to say, but
no, that's beautifully
stay
put.
Open.
Yeah, stay open, and maybe, you know, mediums can give you a little hope to get you through the times that you might be grieving hard, and
correct.
It helps maybe help you balance the grief over the years. And I think we've learned from the two of you that when you see a medium, make sure they're evidential and there's evidence of who's coming through. And also, don't spill the beans. Protect your information. It's up to the medium to really connect with your loved ones on the other side and be the bridge of communication between what they're saying and what they want to share with you in that snapshot of a reading. But what we've also learned is that after you get a reading, you're more open to see the signs and more accepting of them, right? You know,
that's
it gives
right.
you that peacefulness to know, wow, that is you. Mm. And hopefully you take that walk with them and you continue to have communication until it's your time to see them again. Sylvia and Marty, I want to thank you so much for opening up to us and sharing your experiences. You've been very helpful this hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
Really appreciate both of you. And I want to thank you all for listening. You've been listening to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm this week's host, Angelina Diana, and I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away. Have a good night.